the ladies?
Well, dinner time. Anybody hungry?
If Lester talks shop all evening, I'm going to have two desserts and get fat.
Oh, that'll fix him.
Let's get even and talk about hats.
Fine. Ellen, will you sit over there, please?
Thank
Kate.
You, Donna.
Oh, thank you. Lester?
Hey, fine.
My right and Harry.
Donna, may I?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lester. Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful table, Donna.
Oh, lovely.
Donna, why do hostesses always separate husbands and wives at dinner parties?
Well, that's because they work very hard to make it a success. And husbands and wives never have anything to say to each other.
Well, I hope we get through dinner without a phone call.
Lester has a patient who calls every time we go somewhere.
Harry has one with the same sixth sense. He spoiled at least 50 meals.
Well, we two serve who sit and wait.
Now there is an understanding doctor's wife.
Donna, I must tell you, you're the only hostess I know who isn't ready to fall on her sword the minute the guests sit down to dinner.
Oh, it's a cover-up. Why, just before you arrived, I was in the kitchen throwing dishes.
She's really a terror. You know, the kids are upstairs in a closet, cowering.
Don't answer.
Remember our Hippocratic oath.
That was written on a full stomach.
Dr. Stone speaking.
Well, one of us is going to lose a husband.
Maybe it's just someone who wants to know what television program we're watching.
It's Mrs. Tucker. She always calls during the soup.
Nope, that's for me. Mrs. Jenkins again. She's only mildly hysterical, but I'd better go anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear.
You're sorry? After working your head off on this dinner, I'd be ready to throw ashtrays.
Angel.
Well, please excuse me, everyone, and eat slowly. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Excuse me. I'll get your coat, dear.
Well, Mrs. Jenkins would pick a night like this.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Drive carefully.
I will... Well, I'm sorry I spoiled your dinner party.
Mrs. Jenkins. Oh, absolutely wonderful.
Here we are. Oh, Donna, are you sure we can't help? Oh, thanks, Ellen. The dishes are stacked. I'll do them in the morning. Poor Alex, he's probably starving by now.
Now, there's a girl for you. Not worrying a bit about her dinner party. Only concerned because Alex has missed a meal.
Well, nobody's arguing. Donna's wonderful.
You should see her with the children. Never raises her voice and never screams at them.
Any mother who can get through a day with children without exploding is a saint.
Well, of course, I don't believe in screaming. A rubber hose is just as effective and it doesn't leave any marks. Excuse me?
Hi, honey.
Hi. Have you been with the Jenkins baby all this time?
Oh, no, no. I had to stop by the hospital on the way home.
Oh. Well, come on in. We're just having coffee.
Oh, good.
Well, how'd it go, Doctor?
Oh, everything's fine. A little wet out, though. Sorry, everybody.
Oh, that's all right. You're talking to a long-suffering brethren.
Yeah.
I wonder why Mrs. Tucker hasn't called.
Oh, she probably thinks you're not enjoying yourself.
Oh, Alex, I saved you some dinner. Shall I go?
Oh, thanks, darling, but I'm not hungry. Mrs. Jenkins insisted that I eat a sandwich.
Alex, we were just talking about Donna, and we've all decided she's perfect.
Oh, Donna has her faults.
See? Tell them, dear.
Like what?
Well, she can't hit left-handed pitching.
And I'm also very extravagant.
You extravagant? Oh, wait till Lester gets me home and reminds me that I went out and paid $90 for this dress while you look twice as good in something that...
Angel.
Too late, Lester. In something that I've already worn at least three times.
But, Donna, dear, you know I intended it as a compliment.
I know, Kate. I'll get some more coffee.
Oh, good.
Well, I wouldn't be unhappy if people said nice things about me.
Oh, it could happen. But you must remember, Kate, everybody can't be as sweet as Donna.
Darling, is there anything wrong with being a woman who's understanding about her husband's work?
Of course not. But what they were trying to say is that
I'm a goody-goody, brought up on Pollyanna and Florence Nightingale.
How did you arrive at that interpretation?
Well, women are only nice to other women when they feel sorry for them. They really envy another woman. They slander her. Now, that's a compliment.
Interesting psychology.
Alex, when people pour on compliments like hot fudge, they're insincere.
Darling, you're going to hate me for this, but suppose I were to tell you that you're an intelligent mother, you're an understanding wife, and a sweet, wonderful person.
You wouldn't dare.
All right, take it all back. You're a mean, ill-tempered, nagging, petulant shrew.
Thank you. Oh, hi, Mother. Which dress should I wear? Mary, where did the elephants go after the stampede? Oh, this. Well, which one?
Well, the blue. It's very pretty.
Okay. Mary, I want you to make the bed and get this room fixed up.
Oh, I'll straighten it out later, Mother. Honest.
Well, I wouldn't want to feel I have to yell at you to get the bed made.
Oh, Mommy, you would never yell, but... Well, take Judy Marshall's mother, for instance. Judy, if you don't clean up this room this minute, really, it's dreadful.
Well, maybe. But I'll bet the bed gets made.
Mother, Judy is so unhappy.
Why? Does it depress her to make the bed?
Well, Saturday afternoon, Judy, Kathy, Marsha, and I were supposed to go downtown for lunch, and, well, we were all planning on wearing the same outfits, you know, skirt and cardigan sweater, but, well, Judy's mother won't buy her a new cardigan.
Oh, well, she probably has some good reason, dear.
Well, no, Judy's just being punished because she didn't do the dishes.
Oh, that reminds me, young lady, you didn't do the dishes last week either.
Well, now, there's the difference between you and Judy Marshall's mother.
It is?
Well, of course, my old cardigan is much too small for me, and, well, you wouldn't refuse to buy me a new one just because I forgot to do the dishes?
Oh, I wouldn't?
Well, no, and that's why you're so wonderful. Imagine how poor Judy will feel wearing an old pullover while the rest of us are wearing a brand new cardigan.
I realize it'll probably scar her psyche. But remember, dear, I didn't promise. And I still want you to fix up this room.
Oh, I'll straighten it up later, Mother. Right now we're having a meeting over at Marcia's house. We're going to decide what shoes to wear on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I love you, Mother. Mm-hmm. I'm so lucky to have a mother as sweet as you.
Stroll to the kitchen make you hungry?
You know, if I slowed up a little, maybe I could make myself a sandwich.
That'd take all the fun out of this.
Mom, the fellas are meeting at our house tomorrow. You got the stuff?
I certainly have, and you owe me $1.75.
You're a doll, Mom. Put it on my account, and I'll pay you out of my inheritance.
Now, let's not rush things. Come on, get back here. You know, you're supposed to earn the money to pay for those refreshments. Your father asked you to wash the car and clean up the leaves in the backyard.
I'll do it twice next time. Wait a minute. Those leaves are raked. Mm-hmm.
Your fairy godmother did it for you.
Well, I said you were a doll.
I'm all so sweet.
When I think of what I could have gotten for a mother, like Eddie Barclay's.
Oh, is she a screamer?
Worse. She's a toe tapper. Edward, if you don't rake that yard this very minute, I'll... Poor Eddie.
Well, stop feeling sorry for Eddie Barclay. Now look, you've saved $2. I want to be paid.
I was saving that for a purpose.
What purpose?
Well, I wasn't going to tell you, but there's this locket in the jeweler's window. It's got a diamond in it.
A diamond? Oh, it sounds very expensive.
Only $29.95, but it's worth working for to see it on you.
$29.95? Terribly extravagant. But a very nice thought. All right, I'll lay out the money for you, but just this once.
You're the greatest, Mom. I'll wash the car tomorrow. No wonder all the fellas think you're the sweet...
Oh, don't say it.
Well, I mean it. No, if I had a mother like Eddie Barclay's, I don't know what I'd do.
I can tell you, you keep the backyard clean.
Donna! Oh, will you be going downtown anywhere near the X-ray lab?
Oh, well, I wasn't, but, Oh,
thank you, darling. There's some x-rays I'll be needing in about an hour.
All right, I'll pick them up.
Something wrong?
No. But I have a feeling I've just been taken by a couple of city slickers. Our children.
Well, you've got to be firm with children. Well, darling, are we supposed to do anything Tuesday night?
I told you about it. The Players' Ring is putting on Death of a Salesman.
Oh, my gosh, and I promised Dr. Raven we'd go to his house Tuesday night.
Oh, but Tuesday's the last performance. Couldn't you explain it to him?
Well, what'll I tell him? You know how touchy he is about these things. Besides, he's showing a film of a gallbladder operation.
Look, honey, I know how important this is to you, but Death of a Salesman won a Pulitzer Prize.
I know, darling, and I want to see it, but I promise, Dr. Raven. Besides, the gallbladder operation is in color.
Sounds terribly exciting. All right, honey, if it's important to you, we'll go.
Thank you, dear. We'll see Death of a Salesman next time they do it. I'll be needing those x-rays. Oh, darling, remind me someday to tell you what it's like to be married to an angel.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Mac. How are you?
Oh, I'm dry.
There you are.
What, do you mind?
No, in the fridge.
Thanks. What a day. Women customers. Oh, I'm sorry. There are women and there are women.
What's the difference?
Night and day. A pounding drum or a violin. Do you know what I always say to the missus about you?
I'm almost afraid to ask.
I said if the house burned down. Worse yet, if your husband ran off with another woman, you'd still have a smile on your face.
Well, you know, today I think I would. Oh, Mac, did you forget my gray dress?
Gosh, I must have left it at the plant.
Oh, I was going to wear it tonight.
Wear another dress. Believe me, you'd look good in a burlap sack.
Well, I left my burlap sack at the laundry.
I'm sorry. I'd have to make a trip all the way back to the plant.
Oh, well, never mind.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Stone. Of course, if you...
No, it's unimportant. Forget about it.
Do you know what it means to have a customer like you? The other women would make me chase up and back. But like I always say to the missus, if you want to meet a sweet woman, that's Mrs. Stone. So long.
Mac.
Yes, Mrs. Stone.
I really need that dress tonight. I want it delivered today.
Well, like I told you, I'd have to make a special trip.
Mac, I'm sorry. I want that dress today.
Well, you're the customer, but I gotta tell you, Mrs. Stone, you're not like this.
I know. But I'm going to be. Mary, you didn't make your bed again this morning.
I know, Mother. I had some phone calls to make. I'll make it later.
Not later, Mary. Now.
Mother, will you have time to go downtown with me and pick out the new cardigan and maybe a new pair of shoes? Because the girls decided that we should have an...
Mary, I want you to go upstairs and make that bed now.
I'll make it, Mother. Oh, Mother, if you could have seen poor Judy when her...
Mary, if you don't get upstairs and make that bed this instant, I...
Oh, Mother.
Mother, what?
You sounded just like Judy Marshall's mother.
I'm sure that Mrs. Marshall started out whispering and ended up shouting. Now, if that's the only way I can get you...
I'm going.
And I wouldn't count on a new cardigan or new shoes or new anything. Jeff! Jeff! Jeff!
What's up, Mom? You sound like me.
I thought you were going to do a couple of things for me today.
Oh, yeah, Mom, but you see, I got a call from Eddie, an emergency, and I had to rush right over there. And after that, Zach broke the sprocket on his...
Jeff, I don't want the story of your life. I just want some work done.
Mom, a fella's got responsibilities. When my...
You don't get out there this instant and do as I ask...
Eddie's mother.
And furthermore, I want the $1.75 you owe me for the refreshments.
But I was going to buy that locket.
Don't turn my head with diamonds. Just go get the money.
I'm going. Boy, how a fella's life can blow up overnight.
Hi, darling.
the way, I left a golf club at McHenry's to be
no.
fixed.
No. No. A new word in my vocabulary.
Darling, it clashes with your personality, your sunny disposition.
I know. I'm changing that, too. Because of my celebrated sweetness, I have been used, victimized, and exploited by two dimpled darlings and a husband who would rather see a film on kidney stones than a Pulitzer Prize play.
The gallbladder.
Gallbladder? Who cares? I've seen one in color.
Darling, I promise you, as long as I'm head of the family, the word sweet will never be used in this house again.
Here's the door, 75.
Daddy, what's wrong with Mother? She's like another woman. I don't even recognize her.
You know, I saw a vampire picture the other night. This nice woman suddenly grew fangs. Big, long,
let's
sharp.
Let's not get lurid.
Why, she's as bad as Judy Marshall's mother. I was always so proud of her. She was so sweet.
Hold it. I promise we'd never use that word again.
What word?
Sweet.
Daddy, what's wrong with being sweet?
Nothing normally, except to your mother, it's like a new antibiotic. She reacts violent.
When the rest of the family was sleeping, this vampire woman got a harpoon and...
All right. Now look, kids. Even though your mother is behaving a little abnormally, she feels justified in what she's doing.
Pop's scared of her, too.
Jeff, you're not too old for a whacking, you know.
My whole life has collapsed.
Now, look, kids. I've known your mother for a long time. She's a reasonable, sensible woman. And I'm sure that her calm, good judgment...
Mary, upstairs this minute. And Jeff, get out there and get to work on that backyard right now.
What were you saying, Dad?
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, Mary. Well,
I thought I'd arrange all my things in different drawers. You know, socks and sweaters.
Mm-hmm, that's a very good idea.
I cleaned my white shoes.
Oh, fine, fine.
I thought I'd arrange all my clothes according to season.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a very good idea. That way you don't wear sun-backed dresses in December.
Thank you, Mother.
Weren't you going over to Marsha's this morning?
Oh, well, I thought I'd wipe all the Venetian blinds instead.
Oh. Have you seen Jeff?
I think he's out in the backyard.
Did Zach find you? He was looking for you.
Yeah, I saw him. The fellas were going to go play some soccer.
Oh, well, why don't you join them when you get through here?
No, I got too much work to do around the house.
Like what?
Well, I thought maybe I'd paint the back gate.
Well, it was just painted last month.
Would you like it another color?
No, dear, this'll do for now.
I'll find something to do.
Oh, hi, darling. Oh, I called Dr. Raven and told him we were going to the play Tuesday night.
Oh, how'd he take it?
Well, you know, Dr. Raven, he grunted a little.
Well, maybe we should go and see the film.
Well, honey, we can't pass up a Pulitzer Prize play to see a gallbladder operation. When Dr. Raven wins the Nobel Prize, then we'll go to see his film.
Mrs. Stone.
Good morning, Mac.
I think you'll find everything ship-shape. There was a spot on Dr. Stone's cuff. I had them clean it over again.
Oh, thank you very much.
My job. I put a rush on the blue skirt. I thought you might need it.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
A customer is a customer. They expect service. I give it to them. Goodbye, Mrs. Stone, and thank you for your continued patronage.
Oh, well, you're welcome, Mac. Goodbye.
Bye.
Mac!
Yes, Mrs. Stone?
About the gray dress the other day, it was an emergency. I'm sorry.
There's nothing to be sorry about. You're the customer. You wanted it. So I made that long trip up and back. So dinner was cold.
Women customers, huh?
Look, Mrs. Stone, I only drive a cleaning truck. I'm not a psychiatrist. But a woman's unhappy. She has to take it out on someone. Why not the cleaning man?
Well, I was very annoyed.
I knew it. I knew it! I told the wife, I said, if Mrs. Stone ruined my supper, there's a reason.
Well, that was very nice of you, Mac.
But it must have been something very serious for you to... The doctor didn't...
Oh. Dear, it's hard to explain. It was as if everyone was taking advantage of me, and suddenly I just had to take a stand somewhere. Unfortunately, it was with you.
What about the children?
Oh, I took a stand with them, too. A very firm one.
But, you're not happy the way it turned out?
Well, I made my point, but really, I lost something.
Uh-huh. Look, Mrs. Stone, I'm not a philosopher. I only drive a cleaning truck. But do you mind if I speak up?
Go ahead.
Everybody has to be what they are. You try to be something you're not. It worked, so you're unhappy.
No, you're more of a philosopher than you think, Mac. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, let's see. Oh, Mac, are you... No, it's all right.
What's wrong?
No, just the brown skirt. It's perfectly all right.
Oh, I can go to the plant and take it up.
No, I don't wear it anymore. Please don't.
Are you sure?
Oh, I've never been more certain of anything in my life.
Like I always say to the missus, there are women, and there are women. Bye, Mrs. Stone.
Goodbye, Mac.
Lamb curry. What's the occasion?
Well, does it have to be an occasion for a wife to cook her husband's favorite dish?
No. No, of course not.
Mother, I just found this cardigan in my room. Oh. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. Well, your room looked very neat today.
Oh, thank you. Mom, I found that $1.75 back in the cigar box. Did you put it there?
Yes, I did, but you earned it. And besides, I was thinking of the diamond locket.
Well, the revolution is over, and the people can now return to their peaceful lives.
Mom's back in the groove.
Now, wait a minute. Just because I relented, that doesn't mean that we're all going back to our slovenly ways. You understand that?
Yes, Mother.
Sure thing, Mom.
All right. You go on upstairs and get washed up. Dinner will be in 5 minutes.
Okay, Mom.
What are you smirking at?
Who, me? I was loyal to you through both regimes.
Alex.
Yes, dear?
I've been thinking. Dr. Raven has done such wonderful things for 45 years, and he's terribly fond of you. I think we ought to go see his kidney picture.
Gallbladder. No, darling, we'll go see the play. He understands.
But I really mean it.
Yeah, of course you do. Gave Jeff back his money. You got Mary your sweater. But if you go see that film with me, somebody's liable to think you're sweet, and I can't go through another revolution.
Well, what's wrong with being sweet?
Just don't ever say it in public.
It'll be our secret.